Being stuck during this COVID-19 pandemic, people aren't going outside of their home. And because of that, most of the business activities around the world have come to a halt. Due to this crisis, the advertising industry is also facing a huge backlash. Meanwhile, we know that people are facing a lockdown situation, spending most of their time online. And some marketers are even quite hopeful as they believe that they can also take advantage of this situation for their advertising. However, they are not sure what type of ads can capture the interest of viewers. We also believe that when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. It seems that most of the social media giants and advertised platforms have updated their strict rules regarding using COVID-19 as a subject of ads. As we know that it is a sensitive case, which is why advertisers are not allowed to spread any misconceptions to the audience. If you are also the one who wants to run ad campaigns, don't get disappointed. Here we have shown you a quick overview based on which you can check what you can and can't advertise during this COVID-19 pandemic. What's the stand of social media giants? Most of the social media giants and ad platforms have taken considerable steps to restrict ad activities. In fact, the big guys like Google and Facebook have created guidelines to advertise, which are quite complicated and unclear to the marketers. So, they are also avoiding the subject related to COVID-19 in their ad strategies. Let's check out and be more clear about the rules to run campaigns on social media channels and ad platforms. Google. As we know that Google is one of the leading ad platforms, but it is also the biggest source for obtaining information. People are also relying on Google to search for information about the novel COVID-19. That is the reason they have set some standards to show any content related to that subject. And due to the sensitivity of the issues, they aren't allowing any ads regarding this pandemic disease. According to Google standards, all the content that capitalizes on accidents, natural disasters, and tragic events get prohibited. Although there is also news that Google may allow adverts to advertise related to Medicare and health companies. In a report of Axios Media, we found that Google may allow some of the trustful companies to publish ads based on the novel COVID-19. It seems that money also plays a role when it comes to getting approval from Big G. Facebook and Instagram. Just like Google, Facebook has also taken some serious measures to ensure that nobody can misuse its platform. While the majority of the companies are trying to take benefit of the situation, however, Facebook restricts any exploitative schemes on their platform, which can cause mishaps during this critical phase. It applies to all the types of ad content on FB like images, titles, landing pages based on the content or products relevant to COVID-19. Especially, you should know that they have banned any ads of face masks, hand sanitizers, disinfectants, and test kits of COVID-19. It seems that Instagram is also sticking to the policies and trying to provide educational information regarding this disease, while also prohibiting misleading ads that intend to create a state of urgency in the audience. And in the recent announcement, ads related to medical supplies and face masks got temporarily banned on Instagram. YouTube. On the 19th of March, YouTube promised to promote verified informative videos that spread information about COVID-19 updates. Similar to Facebook, this Google-owned video sharing platform has an info panel which contains updates from WHO and national health organizations. While they are also providing ad spaces to the NGOs and removing the misinformation advertise. At the beginning of March, they also removed some video ads about COVID-19 based on their strict ad policy. Recently they have also announced to tighten the rules for videos linking COVID-19 to 5G technology. Reddit. If you see, unlike other social media platforms, Reddit hasn't taken enough measures to prevent misinformation about COVID-19. Particularly they have failed to prevent from hosting the conspiracy communities. Just like other platforms, they also have WHO banners, spreading the news about COVID-19 pandemic. But they don't have specific guidelines against the health misinformation. So it has been targeted by marketers selling products like face masks, sanitizers, wipes, etc. Although there have been some cases reported in which Reddit has put some communities on quarantine for prevailing misinformation, you can say that they are still trying their best to avoid content that abuses their guidelines. Government policies. Other than the policies made by ad platforms, advertisers also need to be concerned about the local government authorities. Since the disease has an outbreak from an epidemic to pandemic disease, every country's government is trying to spread awareness and stop misinformation in society. Any ads which give wrong information about the sensitive issues may get sentenced to heavy punishments for their wrong deeds. In the end, you need to follow all the guidelines before publishing your content on the ad platforms, so there won't be any violation against the policies. While you can also make use of ad analytic tools like PowerAdSpy to search for the ads, which are okay to publish during this COVID-19 outbreak. About PowerAdSpy. In this period, when business around the work is facing a severe crisis, marketers want to take some benefit of the situation. Although it seems quite difficult to achieve, as many of them don't know what could be the right content to post on ad platforms. To get a solution of what you need to advertise, advertisers can make use of PowerAdSpy ad intelligence tool. So, they can search for the ads that are okay to post on ad platforms. And taking such ads as examples, they can also create similar ad content. Why PowerAdSpy ad intelligence tool? Usually, you will find most of the ad intelligence tools, which shows you Facebook ads only. Unlike that, PowerAdSpy gives you the variation with ad platforms. Other than Facebook, you can also make use of this tool to find ads on Google, Instagram, YouTube, GDN, and native ads. Also, while comparing its pricing to other ad analytic tools, it is quite affordable and easier to use. You can use this tool for free to search up to 20 ads on most of the social media platforms. Using its easy-to-use dashboard, you can filter out the ads based on the keywords, likes, comments, CTA, date, and engaged audience on the post. It also lets you filter out the content based on iOS, Android, and desktop devices. With all such amazing features of the PowerAdSpy tool, you can surely be able to find ads that are okay to publish during the COVID-19 pandemic. Wrapping words. Due to the COVID-19 disease, all the government organizations and ad platforms are on alert. While they are taking whatever measures to prevent others from spreading misinformation about this subject. And if you want to advertise, you need to follow all the specific guidelines to pass your ad content. So far, we have seen that the affiliate market is doing quite well, while you should also prepare yourself for the worst case scenario. Just be quarantined at home and try to do your business from there only. Hope you would find this article interesting. You can also read How to Boost a Post on Facebook in 7 Easy Steps. 5. Extraordinary Ways of Facebook Ad Targeting That Work. If you would like to say something, please share your thoughts in the comments section given below.